make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah. No.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to Radio Pizza Party, the inaugural episode. I am so happy to be here. We are broadcasting live from CITR 101.9. FM on the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples at the University of British Columbia. As you might know, my name is Tristan Wheeler, a.k.a. Ashy Larry, a.k.a. T-Bone, and I'm here with my good friend.
I'm Jack Oh, my mic isn't on.
Yeah,
I can't
hear
myself. Yeah, it is. I'm Jack Lamming, a.k.a. Sergio Lovejoy, a.k.a. I think that's the only one, just Sergio Lovejoy.
Okay, excellent. So, basically, the idea of our show is that we have a topic that we pick randomly from a hat here, and we actually have a special guest here today.
Yes, we do, and our special guest's name is Ben, who we will introduce in just a few minutes, like right now.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, I got some opening thoughts.
Okay.
Straight away. Straight away, my mic smells kind of weird, you know. So I guess I'm gonna have to deal with this for the next hour. But I mean, it's good to be on the show. My name is Ben.
All right, sounds good. Oh,
okay. All right, so excellent. So Ben, let's start with you. You're the guest.
I am.
How are you today?
You know, I'm going. How are you?
Excellent. I was hoping for a little more.
Okay. Yeah. No. I mean, I got really nervous when you guys asked me to come onto your show,
mm-hmm.
and I was really happy when I thought that I would have this soundboard in front of me with all these wacky tunes and wacky maneuvers and sounds that they would make, and there's a depressing lack of that in front of me right now.
We are not a wacky show. I feel like I should let you know that right now. We're a very serious show.
We're very serious.
We talk about politics exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ukrainian politics.
Oh, so. No,
Ukrainian
right?
politics. So, yeah. Ben, what do you think about Crimea?
Oh, whoa. get it straight into it.
And keep it PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13, because we do have young viewers, or listeners.
Can I pass
yes,
on this?
Yes, absolutely. He can pass.
Our second question, what's your dream date?
My dream date?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Shaquille O'Neal. Have you seen that man?
I have seen him, and where would you take this 7'2" beast of a man?
Mini putt.
I would really like that image. Because he'd need a large mini putt stick, which would be kind of silly because mini is putt is supposed to be mini.
Yeah, because isn't that just a normal golf club?
Yes, Tristan.
He would have to bring a driver, as they say in the golfing business. I once went to a golf course, had to rent some clubs, and they supplied me them with them wonderfully.
Well, that's amazing. Should we pick the topic? Pick our random topic out of a hat to discuss?
You know what? You know what, Jack? I agree with you. I think we should definitely do that.
Let's do it. All right. Where I'm going to hand the topic bucket to Ben.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant.
Before you do that,
yeah.
Let's do this.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
Yes, pick a topic.
I can't believe I signed up for this.
I'd like to also, while you're doing that, mention Nick Morgan from Castlegar, British Columbia, is doing all this music, and I'll plug his stuff more later. All
right, Ben, what is our topic?
This topic is travel.
Travel!
All right, Ben, you and I have some very intimate experience together traveling.
A lot of those intimate experiences we are not going to broadcast over the airwaves.
Well, no. I think we're one of those kind of tell-all, like... A Howard Stern, if you will.
One of those Howard Stern type shows.
He's a Stern man, but he's also Howard. So let's talk about it. Okay. In terms of travel, where have you guys traveled? That's I think, a baseline thing to discuss.
Are
we just going to list off countries right now?
Yeah,
should we do all of them?
Did you do all of the countries? No, what countries have you guys been to? Other than Canada?
I've been to 34 countries in total.
Is that a real number?
That is the real number.
I actually believe that.
I could, if you give me a few minutes, I could chart them all out. I can't remember them all right now.
Do like the first six. Yeah, it's an hour show. We got time.
The first six that I ever went to?
No, the first six that come to mind. Just give people an idea.
India, Turkey, Greece.
I didn't remember you went to Turkey.
Spain, England, Thailand, Myanmar.
Well, Ben, how about yourself?
China, Japan,
China,
Australia, China, Morocco, France, and Cuba.
Oh, you went to Morocco?
Oh, it was amazing.
That's a
did
place.
Did it Morocco?
Did it Morocco your socks off?
Oh my God!
Welcome to the Morocco your socks off show. No, that's cool. I've always wanted to go to Morocco. I've been to the United States. I don't know if that counts. It's not really a country anymore. I've been to the United Kingdom, Scotland, and I think that's about it in terms of international travel for myself.
Well, I mean, you say Cuba? I know you've been to Cuba.
Oh, I've been to Cuba,
of course. Snapped your femur like a twig.
Oh, it wasn't my femur. That would be insane. it was my knee, actually. It was fine.
All right. Can we get some background to that?
Yeah,
how did it break? How did your knee?
Okay. Well, this is a good story, everybody. Yeah. Let's tell everybody a slap it. This is on the first episode. We're going to talk about my leg.
We'll tell it.
Okay. Well, so I was in Cuba at a resort, and they had a discoteca, as they say, in Cuba.
Is that in Cuban?
In Cuban, they actually say this to you. They say, hey, I want to hear a Cuban
word. Are you allowed
to
say that?
Because yeah.
That's kind of offensive.
Okay, Ben, let me tell the story. So what happened in Cuba is I went to the discoteca on the resort. So it was mostly just a bunch of middle-aged Canadian people from, like, Saskatchewan.
Oh.
Which is, you know, a party
crowd. Yeah.
Like a party crowd. So I go there the first night. I dance my socks off. I make so many friends. These French Canadian guys come up to me and they're like, "You're on fire, man. You're on fire." And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And by the time I left, all these people like flocked to me and I became this like pariah. Right word, pariah?
Pariah, yeah. Okay. Was it like a bar mitzvah? Like they hoisted you on the chair and...
Yeah, actually, what? That's the day I became a man, and that was the day I remember my dad said, "Tristan, I'm proud of you."
The only day he ever said that.
Unfortunately. That's not true, Dad. I know you're listening. So then the next night, I had to outdo myself because this was such a huge thing, right?
Yes.
Because I'm like, okay, I need to be like the dancing king, right?
So not the dancing queen. You didn't want to be an ABBA song.
No. See, the thing is, when they said "see that girl," I was like, "Not gonna work for me. I'm sorry." So I then went. So I went to the discotheque the night before. A lot of the same people were there. I remember most of their names. I think Will.
Why are you looking at me? Sure?
I realized that was the
easily been a fake name.
I think Will and Brett. Okay. They were two hockey guys from Saskatchewan. I was dancing really hard, and my knee. Yeah, like just like that, and my knee popped out of place. So if everyone's not wanting to hear that, I should have prefaced it. But my knee was on like the right side of my leg, which is not a comfortable position to have your kneecap in.
I can attest it is not.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah,
you broke your knee dancing.
No, dislocated.
And dislocated, not by being lifted up, but by dancing the next night.
No. By the next night, I was dancing, and it just sort of happened. I thought I broke it, right?
He's such an athlete. He actually twisted it out just from pure strength.
Yeah.
Like Bo Jackson.
What did Bo Jackson do?
He caught a football, and he tensed his thighs so hard, he pulled both of his femurs out of their sockets.
Ow.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. The doctors were like, there's no other way this could have
happened.
This
is not a Bo Jackson situation. I just want to preface that. Preface is my word of the day. I'm using it a lot. I'm on the ground because it hurts because you fall down.
Yeah.
And I remember this woman.
I dislocated a knee.
This woman screaming in my face. She's like, "You got to kick your leg. It'll go back." And I'm like...
Is she mad at you?
So,
like,
yeah,
you idiot.
She was like, she was honestly yelling about it. She's like, "Obviously, you just got to kick your leg. I'm a nurse." And she's had I can just smell the rum wafting off of her breath.
"I'm a nurse."
And then,
just kick your leg.
Yeah. So I was sitting there, and then the Cuban bartender says, "Nobody move. I will call the paramedic. And I'm like, ah, I don't want to go to a paramedic. So I'm just sitting there holding it, and like this, as you can all see.
Yeah.
And it just went back into place. And I swear in an instant, there was like a record scratch. The music was back, just like that. I snapped my finger. And music started. I started getting lightheaded because my my knee was in the wrong place. And then my dad was like, oh, you're a friggin' idiot.
So he was not proud of you that night.
That night, I lost all respect from my father.
Wow.
Oh. At age 17.
Dwayne Wheeler, if you're listening, which I know you are, he's still proud of you.
Wait, who's proud of who?
You're proud of your dad.
I'm proud of my dad.
Yeah.
Ben, I know this is you're supposed to be the guest, but I'm talking a whole lot. So why don't you say some things?
Wait, like say like anything? Is what
yeah. Just give us like seven words.
Well, how about, how about you give us about seven words?
I don't know how I can sail on seven words.
That was eight.
That was
you
excellent.
Are disqualified.
Yeah, I'm sorry to report.
You know how
that.
Difficult it is to come up with seven words just like on the spot that actually have a meaning besides just saying like a whole bunch of times?
Poets do it all the time. We're going to move on to a song here.
We'll play some songs, we'll play some ads, and we will be right back
yes.
with more Radio Pizza
ads.
Party on CITR 101.9
FM.
Ben Flynn. Ben Flynn. Ben Flynn. Ben Flynn. Ben Flynn.
How do you like your media?
Hey.
Raw.
Hello.
Spicy.
Hi.
Free. I like
Thanks
my media.
For listening
Send me
to
say
this.
It up. Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and Shape Your Media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think we
can. Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is more like a rare steak.
Up next is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Arific on CITR.
Yeah.
And we're back to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples at the University of British Columbia. Today, our topic is travel.
Travel.
So we talked briefly about my experience in Cuba.
Was it a dislocated kneecap? Okay.
And now, I know Ben and Jack actually traveled for, how long do you guys travel together in Asia?
Together we traveled for 3 months. I traveled for 6 months in total. You traveled for like ten months?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
So we together went to Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then he flew to Japan, and I flew to Myanmar with this sassy Dutchman we met.
The very first day we actually met the sassy Dutchman.
How did you meet him? Like, what was the circumstance?
We mugged him, actually.
Oh, yeah. We stole all his things.
It was a mugging, hey?
It was a mugging.
And then spent it. And then later on, we felt bad. So we're like, okay, yeah, come with us.
Oh, I thought it was like he mugged you and you guys like, hey, you guys got all at a shoot spot. I'd be mugging me here. So let's be friends. Like, he's kind of one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was like Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So you kidnapped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight away.
Yeah.
We actually nicknamed him Dutch because we couldn't actually pronounce his name. I don't know what his name is.
I know how to spell it. It's J-E-R-O-E-N. If any of our Dutch fans...
Jorhan? What did you say?
J-E-R-O-E-N.
E-O-N.
Jeroen. I don't know. Jeroen. That's, I don't know.
Jeroen is the Jeroen? Best I can do.
Okay. Jeroen.
Jeroen. It's like the worst pronunciation, but it's the best I can do.
We called him Dutch. It was a nickname we made on the very first day, and it just stuck, you know,
because
he's Dutch. So
yeah, and he was a pushover.
Oh, yeah.
Was he a pushover? What was the time you guys pushed him over?
We pushed him out of a car. That's the last time we saw him.
Pushed him out of a moving train. Pushed him off a long pier, short walk of a long pier, as they say.
That's what we did, yeah. Ben and I got up to some shenanigans in Thailand. Some we legally can't say.
Oh, yeah.
Other ones we can. Ben, why don't you
Wait. I just want to stop for a sec. Okay, when people say shenanigans in Thailand, there is a lot that people are thinking right now. So, like, I would like to say...
We're not going to talk about the illegal stuff.
We are not talking about any illegal stuff that we did.
Not that there was any illegal stuff.
Of course, there was none.
So you didn't do any of the things that people go to Thailand that are legal there? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. No, all of the stuff we did was... ethically correct. I don't know how to say anything without like.
No, okay. I don't want to put you on the point. We'll move on. So,
okay.
Sorry. What were you guys?
We did the normal backpacker things in Thailand. Mm-hmm. We rented scooters, which I still have a scar from.
And dangerously drove them.
We drove them recklessly, though not illegally.
Not illegally,
because I don't think there are posted speed limits in Thailand. And
but to be fair, we're on mopeds, dude. They're scooters.
I got them up to 110 kilometers an hour.
What? On a scooter?
Yeah, it was going downhill.
Yeah, it was a razor. It was terrifying.
Oh, like a razor scooter.
I was wearing like a linen shirt and flip-flops.
And you were on like a little like
I was
a Vespa
on,
thing.
Yeah, like a Vespa. I was going downhill into a corner.
Oh,
and my
God.
Friend were racing. Me and Dutch were racing.
Oh yeah, it was brutal.
And did you win or sorry?
No. The real dangerous thing is when you have like two people on at the same time, especially when you're driving your friend Dutch to the hospital because he got dengue fever and you didn't take it seriously for the first week, and then it was actually I gotta go to the hospital. So it's like, okay, I guess I'll drive you.
In terms of dengue fever, let's talk about that. How do you do by taking that not seriously? He was like, "Oh, dengue fever." It doesn't have like a.
So the way it happened was we'd gone to the full moon party, which is this legendary like. 40,000 people on this beach in Copenhagen.
Doing only legal stuff.
Only legal stuff. It's a lot of hopscotch, a lot of jump rope.
On the sand.
The jump rope's on fire.
Oh, yeah. It's on fire.
And we had done that, and we just thought Dutch was really hungover, because we all were. And then the hangover stretched for like 3 or 4 days,
and he
hadn't left the bed. Mm. And at one point, he's like, guys, can you get me some water, please? And Ben's holding the hostile cat.
Because there's hostile cats in Thailand.
Not hostile, hostile.
It was pretty hostile.
It was very hostile.
After this next action, it was pretty hostile.
Yeah, and Ben goes, I don't have any water, but here's this cat. And he goes to just place this cat on Dutch, and he like whacks it off of him. And the cat never talked to us again.
Oh no, he was very not excited with us.
He was nonplussed.
And Dutch survived. Can we just get that on
he
record?
He did survive. He lost... I think it was 15 kilos.
Oh, yeah. It was
my God.
2 weeks. Yeah, we called him Skeletor by the end. It was
and
Skeletor's actually pretty strong. If you've ever seen a picture of Skeletor, he's got, like, muscles.
Are you thinking He-Man?
Yeah. Yeah, have you guys ever seen a picture of Skeletor?
I've never seen a picture of the real-life Skeletor.
Unlike you, I don't have a poster above my bed.
But you know what he looks like. He's a buff human. Like, he's not, like, just had dengue fever.
How can he be buff? He's a skeleton.
Yeah, dude.
Guys, he's like a weird skeleton beast. Like, if you look at him...
Are we still talking about travel right now?
No, we're just talking about Skeletor because I really needed to address this.
Okay, yeah. Let it out, I guess.
Okay, so if you ever seen a picture of Skeletor, maybe, hey, I'll look up a picture of Skeletor just to
show
you.
That'll be great radio.
Yeah, this will be great. Yeah, well, just because everyone else knows what Skeletor looks like.
Do they?
Yes. Like, from He-Man, the He-Man cartoon.
I know what Skeletor looks like.
Here, I'm showing you the computer, Ben. He's got buff muscles. Look. He's got buff muscles. How much of a geek do I sound like? He's got...
Skeletor is a buff man, Ben!
Okay, so I guess that nickname was wrongly placed.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
But, I mean, yeah, no, it was a great time, and then, unfortunately, we had to go our separate ways. I headed up to Japan, and you headed off to Myanmar.
Yeah, I headed off to Myanmar. I headed off to Myanmar with Dutch. We did that for 2 weeks, and then I met up with my parents. We went to Indonesia, India, the Maldives, and Sri Lanka. Then they left. I went to Nepal and met my sister. Then we did India again.
Oh, wow.
And then we went to Thailand. Then my sister left, and I went back to India, and then I went home.
Full itinerary. Wow.
It was a very full itinerary. I was exhausted of planes by the end.
Man, if I checked out during that, what are our listeners doing? Ugh.
Ow.
Yeah, no, it's your first show. He's already, like, digs
against you. Hostile witness.
Hostile.
Like that cat.
Hostile. Just a quick question. Did the director Eli Roth have anything to do with that hostile cat? Did it, like, do you guys get what I'm saying?
I'd like to erase that joke from the record, please.
Erased. Okay. So, but yeah, you guys, I think that's a really interesting thing that you guys traveled for 3 months together.
Oh, yeah. No.
And that's
it wasn't all seamless, though. I mean,
kind of like one, two, like day here, day there sort of stuff, or what do you mean?
No. Like, I mean, when you see somebody all the time for 24 hours and you have the stress of going through airports and stuff, you start to want to
murder.
Attack each other. Yeah, for lack of a better word.
If we didn't have Dutch with us, we wouldn't be talking right now.
You guys
I honestly
a great
think
buffer.
It would have ended our friendship if we had spent that long without any sort of moderator or mediator between us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are you comfortable giving an example of maybe something that was a conflict in these Asian countries? If not, we can gloss over.
I can't think of any super specific examples. But
oh no, I can think of one.
Okay, Ben, let's hear it.
Because what happened one time is we were like halfway through our like Thailand endeavor, right?
Yeah.
And then we're at McDonald's, right? Because we were drunk, you know, and this is what you do. You go to McDonald's.
Oh,
This is true. This is true regardless of where you are around the world. That you go to McDonald's when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a universal truth.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that's on the UN charter of like things. Continue.
Thou shalt go to McDonald's when thou art drunk.
Yeah, exactly. And then we got drunk and we got fed up with each other and it was a bit of a battle, you know? I won't go into details, but it was a battle. The next morning I woke up and I was like, I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry. And then from there it was good. You know, you need this.
I remember vividly what Ben did. And I would like to recount my side of the story. Ben got significantly drunker than I did.
No way. No
yeah,
way.
Guys, this is... Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
wait, no. We got to talk about legal stuff.
Just continue.
We were just continue.
And Ben had been stealing one of my friends, our friends, Fries, who's probably listening right now. And
shout out to Jake Matthews.
Even though Ben had his own fries, so this man Jake sneaks around Ben and steals all of Ben's fries. Ben goes catatonic.
Catatonic?
Like rage is just bubbling in him like a
pot
like
he's
of
not
pasta.
Moving. Okay.
Yeah. So me and Jake just sort of like get out of there. We're like, oh no, we have our huge 32-ounce drinks. And Ben just comes charging up. We're about 100 meters away.
To be fair, when I was charging up, it was all fun and games for that time.
Oh, no, you were not. I remember the look in your eyes. And
that's the look I have like when I wake up in the morning, though.
And Ben's wearing this custom-made shirt we got in Vietnam. And he goes to like throw his drink at Jake, but Jake knocks it out of his hand, and I throw my drink at yours and soak your shirt.
It's like a preemptive
You
strike.
Chase me down, pick me up, and... throw me on the ground.
It wasn't a throw. It was like a letdown, you know?
It was a toss.
A letdown is like what you do to a sleeping child.
I didn't get a scar from a letdown. I got a scar on my arm from a toss.
It was a gravelly road.
So you so there was either a letdown or a toss onto the gravelly road, and then when you guys woke up the next day, it was kind of like, all right.
I just remember him coming up to me and going, I don't know what I did, but I am very sorry.
Well, he at least had the ability to do that. So,
yeah. The ability.
Jack, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Is it time for What's the Deal?
Oh, no.
Oh, let's try that again. Is it time for What's the Deal?
So you all do right, the
West. All right, so all right,
Ben, we have one question for you.
Oh, no. One question.
What's the deal with pillows?
I mean, I swear to God, pillows. You can never have
And that was What's the Deal.
What's the deal?
I can't believe that happened.
Okay, so travel. Maybe I'll go for I'll say a story maybe about my experiences traveling.
You do it.
Sorry, I had a little bit of a cough there during the What's the Deal outro. I went to Scotland after I graduated, the summer after I graduated. And
don't need to brag. It's okay.
You guys went to I went to Scotland for 2 weeks and stayed in a family member's like small little Scottish townhouse or whatever it's called. Not townhouse, but
it's called a house.
A house. You can just call
it
a house.
No, but it's one of those ones that are like squished all together. You know what I mean?
Like a condo?
No, no.
Or like a row house?
You know how you see in
like an apartment building?
No.
Like, is it one of those houses that's like they're all connected on one street?
Yeah, and it's
like,
really
thin. It's like a row house.
And it's really thin.
A tenement.
Yeah. No.
So you're in your family slum.
Yeah, so my family, yeah.
You're
the slumlord came, he whipped me with a bamboo stick every once in a while. No, but I went there. It was a cool experience because half of my family, my mother's side, is from Scotland, so it was kind of like visiting the ancestral home in a way, in that regard. So that was cool. So I remember once I was walking around in Dumbarton, Scotland, /Alexandria, because everything's so close together. It's like the same city.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll take your word for it, I guess.
Yeah. So I was walking, I think I was walking down the hill, and this guy was walking up the hill, and he had his bike. It was like a pretty steep hill, and it kind of winded a bit.
Yeah. So wound.
I do that a bit, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And you're an English major. You should know better.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a linguistics major. It's talking. So he's bringing his bike up, and I'm walking down just to kind of go for a walk because I just like walking around. It's a cool countryside sort of thing. So so he, you guys are giving me
go
some
on.
Lines.
I mean,
yeah. So I'm walking down. No,
can you speed up
you got
this
bored
story?
Of his itinerary story? I mean.
That's true. Okay, so the idea of it was he was he says to me as I'm like some dorky little Canadian guy, just like I know things. I did it, and he looks up at me. And he has his bike, and he's like, "Oh, it's like going down." And I was like, "Yeah," and I kept walking. So I was like, "I don't know." I think he was saying like, "Oh, it's better to go down on the bike."
So wait, that was. Your entire story was a Scottish man was holding a bike and talked to me.
Why do you need the whole residence bit at the beginning? Why do you need half of the 90%
well, because
of that?
You guys started like... Oh,
purple prose. Purple prose.
What's purple prose?
I've never way heard. Too detailed for no reason.
I should know that. I'm an English major.
All right. I think it's time for another game.
Is it? Or is the? I think we should wait a bit for another game.
Wait a little bit?
Yeah. I'm not ready for any more tricks right now. So yeah, let's wait a little bit.
Okay.
Let's wait a little bit. All right, so you guys traveled so much. I think you have more than like 3 stories because you know I'm not a huge travel guy. That's not really what my family.
True.
Did.
This topic is not picked for you, is it?
Not too much. I mean, I do have a few stories like the Scottish bike guy.
Well, I mean, the problem is with our travel stories is that most of the illegal, not illegal things that we did.
Fully legal, above board.
Above, totally. Mm-hmm. That was with each other. However, the real madness happened, like, separately.
Okay, well, let's do some of that then.
So separately, I just sat in my hostel room.
Wow,
and
so
then I'd sit in the hostel room, get a cab to the train station, get a cab back, and sit in the hostel room. But I went through all of Dexter, so, you know. Seen that?
The entire series?
Not the entire series.
Not the cultures of your amazing countries that you went to, but
I watched Dexter. I went to Thailand and I watched Dexter, the American primetime show. I'm Jack.
No, the cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon.
Yeah,
Dexter's Laboratory.
Dexter's Lab. Went to India and watched Dexter's Lab.
Dude, great show. I think that is underrated in this this time. I think
in this post Pearl Harbor world
this,
we live in.
In this post truth world, I think we need a little more Alex or not Alex, Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, no more Alex Jones.
Yeah, we need. That's why we got into radio, Alex Jones.
Yes.
So wait, we're going back to politics again. That wasn't a joke. That was straight up. We are politics only on this.
Politics
show, right?
Only. We talk about broken knees, snapped femurs, and Alex Jones. That's it.
Good times. All right, I'm in.
All right, so, Ben, what about you? I know you had a thing with...
Tell us an anecdote.
You know that story? Okay.
I heard it a little bit once. How about you tell it?
Well, I mean, one of my first weeks in Thailand, because I spent my first month traveling around China, and then I went to Thailand. And one of my first weeks there, because basically I was killing time until Jack arrived, I went to the same full moon party that Jack was talking about earlier on the beach in Koh Phi Phan.
He just couldn't wait.
And anyways, so when I got to the beach, I didn't see the party. I didn't see the DJs and thought, wow, that looks like a good time. I saw the fire rope, and I was like, that's where I'm going to be.
Can you tell us what the fire rope is?
It's this big, big skipping rope with two guys on ladders swinging it around that's on fire. and it's unreal time. You know, you just jump through there. You're just having a great, you know, danger. It's all good. But anyways, so there's also a fire hoop as well. Right? You know, like a hula hoop that's on fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? And I'm like jumping through it and whatever.
Jumping through it successfully.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first few times.
You should see him. He's like a gazelle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a
very sprightly fellow.
Yeah, I got so many. It's crazy. But anyways, so I was a little intoxicated. You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm not about
Please
that.
Please don't lie. This is radio. You're under oath.
Yeah, this is radio. It's kind of like you don't want to perjure yourself.
Yeah. Anyways, this guy comes up to me and he's really drunk. This big Scottish dude, actually. Yeah, there you go. You know,
was he holding a bike?
7 degrees.
Yeah, was it the same guy?
Yeah.
Was he going up a hill and saying, "Oh, I go down"?
Yes. No, that was the guy. Same guy on a beach in Thailand. You know, cap and everything.
Maybe that's why he was so tired.
He's wearing like a driver's cap.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's why he was so tired. He had to bike all the way to Scotland.
And anyways, so he has. So here's this like 2.5 foot or 3 foot in diameter. Hula hoop, right? That's on fire.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, yeah, let's jump through it together. You know, because I can't do a Scottish accent.
Oh, the Scottish guy said that.
But I thought that was track. Goofy.
And I was like,
guys, Goofy just walked into the studio here.
Special guest. I guess I got to leave. Yeah. But anyways, no, he's like, and I'm thinking, of course I'm going to jump through this hoop with this 6 foot tall Scottish dude.
Yeah.
And of course we jump through, and of course we don't make it through. And of course we get tangled up in the fire and end up with all these like nasty, like red marks and like burns and blisters that happened like all over my body, and I'm like and it was really, really painful. It sucked.
Did you have to go to the hospital or a clinic or something?
I mean like when you're really on those islands in Thailand, there's no really like hospitals.
Okay.
You know, there's more like private little nursing clinics that you go to, and they just kind of rub polysporin and it's like,
oh,
there you go.
Oh, you're not supposed to do. I don't think you're supposed to do that on burns.
Oh, yeah, I'm not really sure. It's still brutally scarred.
Is like, it really?
I haven't seen it in forever. Is it actually still scarred?
Ben, let's take off your shirt. Let's see.
Well, I'm not
it's
taking
time
off my shirt.
Pop off that shirt, bro.
Time for popping off the shirt. Let's just see it, like quickly.
Oh my god!
No, it's there is.
Yeah,
fine.
It's actually not that bad.
Oh. Yeah, it's not that bad. I didn't even see it. I just saw his pasty white chest.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. But you went to all these countries around the world. Some of them have interesting political leanings, don't they?
Here we go. Okay.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say.
I mean, Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam.
So, I think we need to open up a little thing called It's McCarthy Time.
It's McCarthy Time.
Benjamin Flynn, have you now or ever been a communist?
I would say I'm a communist.
All right, that was McCarthy time.
You friggin' pinko. You disgust me. One sec. Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
Don't tell me this is going up.
Oops. Okay.
Broadcasting all right, let's try that live.
Again. You pinko, you disgust me. And that was McCarthy time.
All right,
wonderful. So how about and then we'll go to a break. We'll do our final summations on travel, and then we'll do a few games after the break. There, what do you guys
all
think?
All right, yeah, I think that sounds fantastic.
Okay, so we'll go. We're gonna do what's the band is the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. They are a H.P. Lovecraft based band from the Fraser Valley.
Jeez.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, the one I played earlier, which I forgot to mention, was by Dr. Jam. It was called The James Brown of Sax, and it was from the album Sax Ed. So, yeah, here we go.
That is a fantastic title. Yeah, all right, we will see you people in a minute.
So this, yes.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the Graduate School Fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM or at citr.ca.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
All right, we are back with Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM on unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I am Jack Sergio Lovejoy Lamming, and my host is...
My co-host is Tristan Ashy Larry T-Bone Wheeler, and our special guest is...
I wouldn't call myself special, but I mean Ben.
Ben, okay, B-Man Flynn.
B-Man, buzz, everybody. It's the B-Man.
Barry B. Benson.
All right, our topic for today is travel.
Yes, we pick a random topic at the beginning of our show, and we discuss it for the full hour. So our topic today was...
It was travel, and I think as we finish up, we should go around and name our top three countries.
Wait, no!
That we've ever been to.
Okay, and then they just like... I can understand that could be
just
problematic.
In general, that we have personally been to, not that you agree with the most. Mm-hmm. So mine are India, New Zealand, and Switzerland.
What? I didn't know...
Ben?
Okay.
Well, my favorite country by far that I've been to is China.
China.
And then I'd probably say Japan, and then Australia. Those are by far.
Well, your family's from Australia, hey?
Yeah. That's why.
Bias.
That's cool. Yeah.
There's a bit of a bias there, I will say.
Well, I mean,
that.
Jack's family's from New Zealand, so I mean.
I know, but I didn't want
to
talk to him.
I don't talk to him anymore.
Yeah. Okay. You know, he's disenfranchised.
Tristan,
for me, I guess Scotland, because it's kind of like ancestral home.
Right.
Cuba and United States. Like, those are the only three I've been to, so that's kind of all I got. So,
all right. That was pretty lame.
That was
Jack kind of sued you with that last question there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, that's fine because
question
you guys.
What countries have you been to?
We already did that.
And I know.
At the top of the hour. For Tristan, it was those three. It was just those three.
But hey, I've been to a few places in the United States, but we didn't get to that because my stories are not as fun as getting burned.
Like Ken Burns.
Ken Burns?
Yep. All right.
Oh,
we're
the documentary. Yeah.
We are going to start our new... Ben?
Wacky sound.
Yeah.
Enough.
Are we going to do Would You Rather?
We are going to do Would You Rather.
All right.
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me fly?
All right, so this is Would You Rather, where we get a close personal friend to send a few Would You Rathers, a few close personal friends. So we'll go clockwise or counterclockwise?
We are going clockwise.
Okay. So I will read it, and then we'll go to Jack, then to Ben, and then finally to me.
All right, so
this is from a close personal friend. This says... Would you rather hitchhike across Canada and then back through America or drive a super sweet Mustang all over the prairies only, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and only the flat parts of Alberta?
I would definitely hitchhike because I don't like driving across.
But it's a super sweet Mustang.
Yeah, but there's no point having a super sweet Mustang if you're driving across dead flat
and straight.
Well, you can
no
really
turns.
Gun it then. I think if you like a Mustang, I think that would be. I don't know why I'm.
Are we talking about the car or the horse?
Ooh, I'm gonna assume the car, but let's get an answer for both.
What are you talking?
Well, I mean, if it's the horse, then I'm doing the horse thing.
Okay.
But if not, definitely hitchhiking because you meet the wildest people when you're hitchhiking. You know.
Tristan, what are your thoughts? Because we're getting close for time.
That's true. My thoughts, I think I would definitely do the hitchhike thing if I was faced with that decision, because as much as it would be kind of cool to have just like a Mustang to drive around, prairies like suck, is my understanding.
Yeah, they are the worst.
Okay.
I've never been, but they're the worst.
Okay, so this is another one here. Okay, would you rather slip and break a different bone every day, but wake up with it healed, or slip and break priceless art pieces, but wake up in the morning in prison.
Wait. Is this one time or every day? Do I get released from prison every day?
I can only assume it means one time. No, I can't. I can't assume that. There's no assumptions to be made.
When in the day?
I'm gonna break my bones.
When in the day are you breaking your bones? Can I ask that?
Six in the morning.
Six in the morning.
Even if you're asleep, you'll just fall out of bed. There you go.
That's a lot of bones to
break.
And
is it specific, like, is it a random bone every time, or is it a specific bone, like your femur, every single time?
It's your kneecap.
Oh, your kneecap.
Yeah. Every day.
Every single day. 6 a.m.
Yeah. So, okay. Ben, what would you do?
I guess I'd go with the prison thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Somebody's biased.
I think I'd take that one too, actually, because breaking your
what's with the outrage?
Because I wasn't thinking properly.
Okay. What is next? Should we do one more?
Yeah. Well, let's maybe do one or two more, and then we'll wrap up the show.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, dear Tristan and Jack, please notice me. Would you rather be the CEO of Tim Hortons America or the CEO of Target Canada? So, Jack, what do you think?
Well, I think there might still be Tim Hortons Americas existing.
There's a few of them, but, like, it's not successful.
Yeah, but Target went bankrupt 2 years ago. So
Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would definitely
still going
rather be Tim Hortons. I don't know. Ben, you're the business student. Show me your ways.
Well, I mean, the whole reason that Target went out of business was because of their terrible supply chain issues, but I don't want to bore everybody, including myself, with a tale of how that happened. So
yeah, because Ben is a business student.
They get very mad when we fall asleep in the booth, so keep it brief.
So I would be the CEO of Tim Hortons, because then I'm the Timmy CEO, and it doesn't matter where you are. If you go to Canada and you say you're Timmy CEO,
they'll fight you.
They'll see you as a traitor.
Traitor to the cause.
Traitor to the cause? What?
Yeah. The Timmy's cause.
Yeah, but like, because
why do you think we're trading the little ones with the little Timmy shirts on, you know, like with ice skates and hockey sticks?
Oh, the little ones, as in the children.
Yeah, it's to fight for Tim Horton.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna do
Super Cells.
I think we're gonna do one more, and then we're gonna close out the show.
All right, sounds good. What is our last?
Okay.
WYR.
Certain kinds of toothpaste sometimes seem to make my mouth more irritable. Meanwhile, most brands I use just make me want to vom, Mom. Anyway, would you rather drink old yogurty skim milk circa 1992 or drink fresh water from a gas station bathroom sink/toilet?
Well, now sink/toilet, there is a vast difference between these two things.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pick whether it's sink or toilet, or is it 50-50 shot?
I think you're 50-50 shot, so you go in one or the other.
Do I have to do this every day?
Yes.
And is the milk yogurt one time?
Yes.
Milk yogurt. Because it's from 1992. There's probably not much left.
Yeah, I've unfortunately done both of those things.
At once?
Yeah. And from experience, I'll go with the gas station toilet.
Really? Okay. Sounds good.
Excellent.
1992 yogurt is...
I think I'll do the gas station, because I believe I've probably done that. From the sink. I'll have that be known to the people of the world. From the
For
sink.
For the record. All right. That's it. All right.
All right. So that has been Radio Pizza Party. I just want to make a special thank you to Nicholas J. Morgan. Nick Morgan on YouTube, and I think his Instagram is Nicky Mo. Follow him. He does all the music. He did our theme. He did the Who's the Artist. We didn't play the Who's the Artist. He did the theme. He did some other music.
I didn't know my co-host was a sellout, but okay.
Yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah. So, and then my name is Tristan Wheeler, and Ashley Larry, as they sometimes say.
I'm Jack Lamming, Jack_Lamming on Twitter. Follow me, please.
Benjamin?
Please.
I'm Ben. Thank you guys very much for coming on the show. And thank you, Nick Morgan, for the best music I've ever heard.
Yes, and I want to say we're going to play ourselves out with the serenades of Mr. Cody Sloot on accordion, our homeless buddy. Not too close. We don't want to burn anything. Let's just go. Woo!
Here we go.
Lose your faith, never ends in life when you see the sun, it's burning red. Spinning forward, spinning forward.
minutes, but eventually becoming just minutes. Thank you.